Big, big, big win for Democrats yesterday. Big, big win for progressives around the country. Democrats now have a majority of the governorships, a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate. Still waiting for the recount in Montana, but it looks like John Tester will win. Jim Webb has already declared victory in Virginia. This is a national sweep. As of yet, there are still some houses that races that haven't been decided, but it appears that not a single Democrat lost their seat in over nearly 470 races across the country. Not a single Democrat was voted out. Arizona voters rejected a ban on gay marriage. South Dakotans rejected a law that would have banned all abortions. Missouri approved a measure backing stem cell research. I imagine Rush Limbaugh is having a some type of seizure at this point, I guess. Now, one of the races that we followed very closely, a candidate that we followed very closely, of course, was the woman Cruella, who was one of the key players in the 2000 stolen election in Florida. John Sweeney, also one of those guys who started the mobs down there, was voted out. God bless. Kristen Gillibrand takes New York's 20th district. But on the phone, we have the loser in the senatorial race in Florida. Her name is Catherine Harris. Catherine, thank you for joining us. This must be very difficult for you to come out in public today after taking such a trouncing in this Senate race in Florida.
If Sam by loser, you mean winner, then today is a great day. Is today opposite day where you work?
No, it's not opposite. What do you? I'm sorry. Didn't my understanding is that you lost the race in Florida. Is that not correct?
Sam. That until the recount, why don't we just reserve judgment on that? Because I have faith in Jesus and in my pearl that we will give everything we have to this recount.
All right. No, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. My understanding is that you lost by nearly 30 percentage points. I don't believe there's going to be a recount.
You have to take into account, Sam, the absentee ballots of my fellow conservatives who not only hate the United Nations, but the League of Nations.
Okay.
The League of Nations haters have not been heard from.
Well, no, I have to tell you, there is no League of Nations. There hasn't been a League of Nations.
Not anymore, thanks to the conservative movement.
Well, no, I understand that. It was replaced,
by the conservative movement.
No. Okay, we're talking to Catherine Harris. She is a congresswoman who vacated her seat to run for Senate, who lost by...
Sam, if I lost, you mean won, then thank you.
No,
but I think more importantly, I think what you have failed in your liberal cold-heartedness and your reckless behavior this morning, you have... failed to send your hearts and prayers out to my good friend Gene Schmidt.
Well, now wait a second. Now hold on for 1 second. All right. Now, Mark, will you give me what is the numbers on the Florida race? Maybe I'm reading the wrong numbers here, but my understanding is that Ms. Harris, that you lost the race. I'm looking at exit polling. It appears. I mean, you lost men by 59% to 39%, 20 points. You lost women by almost 20 points by another 30 points.
If by lost you mean gained, then thank you.
No, I don't mean lost by gained. No, I mean lost as in lost.
Let me step in here, Sam and Catherine. The voting was 2,844,459 votes for Ben Nelson and 1,797,229 votes for Catherine Harris. That's 60% to 38%.
Okay. Now,
if you mean 60% for Catherine Harris to 30%. Percent for Bill Nelson. Thank you. What I wanted to say about my good friend Gene Schmidt. Now, listen, you have completely missed. Now, the ocular scan that did not work for Gene yesterday. You do know now, well, the world knows now that she is indeed a clone. Her identical twin sister lives next door to Gene, as you know.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Ms. Harris, you seem to be changing the subject here.
Oh, I'm not changing.
Mark just told you.
By changing the subject, you mean being on point. Thank you.
Don't mean that. I mean that you lost your race by over a million votes, and you're telling me there should be a recount?
I do. Yeah, listen to me. The recount in Florida in 2000 was no fluke, my friend. It's the Americans speaking. And what they are saying loud and clear is traditional American values mean, one, hatred of the United Nations. Two, hatred of the League of Nations. Three, hatred of the International House of Pancakes. And four, hatred of gays. Now back to Gene Schmidt, who could not get an ocular read because she is a clone. Now listen, I want to say here and now that I want to be the first to come out publicly and say that clones have proven themselves time and time again to be wonderful Bush conservatives. There are clones among us, Sam.
I just want to talk a little bit more about the election results, a little bit less about the clones that are among us. We're talking to...
Well, the ocular stand won't work on them.
Okay.
I think it's high time we start thinking about that, because we have some wonderful right-wing clones who will not be able to get an ocular read.
Okay. Now, maybe we can get to that in another day, but I want to get your take. The Senate now appears to be in control of the Democrats. The House has gone overwhelmingly for the Democrats. Democrats have picked up governorships and now have the majority of state legislatures across the country. Will you concede that this is a resounding defeat for conservatism in this country?
If by defeat you mean victory, then you're absolutely right.
No, I don't mean victory when I say defeat. I mean defeat as in what I mean is defeat.
Well, apparently you didn't hear Tom the Hammer DeLay on MSNBC last night when he said, they won't be able to legislate. Democrats won't be able to legislate, not if he has anything to say about it.
Well, he doesn't have anything to say about it. He's no longer even in the House. He's facing indictment in Texas.
Sam, do you think that John Gotti was powerless when he was incarcerated?
Well,
what do you think?
Probably not.
Okay. So let's grow up here for a second.
All right.
Tom DeLay. I'm sorry to get so upset, but Tom DeLay is not to be silenced, not to be contained, not to be rendered as much of a lame majority as the Democrats will be, as he so eloquently stated it. His tentacles reach far, and they reach wide, and no prison jumpsuit or shackled ankle will stop the hammer from coming down hard on your station's head. I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy soon.
We actually have already done that. Now, Catherine Harris, let me ask you just one final question.
Is it about my pearl?
No, it is not about your pearl. My question for you is, what now? What is in your future? You have now lost the Senate by an overwhelming majority. You've been rejected by Republicans and Democrats alike.
If I reject it, you've been embraced. Thank you.
I don't mean that.
To answer your question, number one, after the recount and when the League of Nation haters have been heard from, I will be taking my seat proudly. Number two, I'm going to work on behalf of Gene Schmidt and the other right-wing clones so that we can change the ocular scan so they don't have a problem.
Yes, the ocular. All right, let me ask you this. It was reported that you're writing a memoir. Can you tell us what you're going to reveal in that memoir?
that would be telling tales out of school, Sam.
But you're going to write it. You're going to write it in a book. I mean, isn't that telling?
Well, right now it's just in my diary, which I just, you know, most passages now just are, dear diary, today, you know, that kind of thing. I have to have someone come in and remove that top, the dear diary part from all the writing.
I see. All right. Well, Catherine Harris, thank you so much for joining us. I hope to be able to speak to you in the future. I am happy to do that now that you have lost your bid for Senate.
Thank you, Donna. I know that it's opposite day today.
No, it's not opposite day today. You lost your race.
Sam, I'm gonna give everything I have and put it on the line to make sure the League of Nations and the United Nations and the gays get the hatred they deserve.
But you've lost. It doesn't make a difference what you put on the line.
If by lost, you mean won.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, goodbye, and I mean goodbye.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Harris, thank you for joining us. We will check in with her from time to time. And I will take your calls when we get back, 866-303-2270. It's a good day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, conservatives, want to get some lies off your chest?
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein's Iraq was a threat.
There is a connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein.
Call Sam Cedar at 866-303-2270. Sam Cedar, only on Air America Radio.